This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There, and I did say at the start of this homestand, I said anything less than 6-1 would feel disappointing, which sounded crazy to you, which sounded crazy.
Well, they've accomplished the first two legs of the Heat.
Can you take care of business against the Kings, against the Knicks, against the Nuggets, and against the Bucks? All teams that are either going to be in the playoffs or the play-ins. That's not nothing to me, Joe Shasky. The Blazers, they're 10 games under. They're not going to make it. They're not going to be the 10th seed. We do know that. The Kings, you had their way with them last time you played them. The Kings are, they're a desperate team right now, though. I don't think you're going to have that same type of performance. A couple days off. This is going to be at Chase Center again. All these games and just stacking wins at home gives you more of that confidence. And you might be playing at home in a first-round series. Not that it's the end-all, be-all, Joe Shasky, but I do feel like the swagger is finally returning to Chase Center, and it's been missing now since that championship run.
To me, the element of their game right now that is the most...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Evident on a nightly basis is the chemistry, the clear chemistry that this team has, though they all like each other. I think the newness of the cohesive new unit is clearly something that's tangible on a nightly basis. And where do I see it the most? The ball hopping around, guys not being ball pounders. They're kicking it to the open person. That means you trust everyone on the roster. And that means that you're looking to pass to other people. Right. You know you can get yours, but I think there's a willingness to throw it ahead. Guy Santos got a big rebound yesterday, kind of like a loose ball, and just kicked it ahead. You know, those are the little things. Jimmy Butler kicking it ahead. And then I also see it on the defensive side of the ball, whether it's switching, not switching, communicating. You're seeing less wide open looks. I feel like they're contest shots. Even though I don't have the advanced metrics on all those things, it just feels from the eye test that they're such a better defensive unit on that side of the ball, where they're closing out better. They're not jumping out at shooters who are pump faking and getting an open look. They're not giving up backdoor layups. They're contesting at the rim without fouling. I mean, they're doing a really good job in all of these little elements that I look for in terms of, like, does this team connect on both ends of the floor?
Moses Moody, NBC Sports Bay Area, last night after the game, talking about defense being a key mindset for this team.
That's a key mindset. I feel like you can be on your heels trying to retreat, trying to react to the offense, or you can be on offense and dictate what the offense do, if that makes sense. But it's a mindset. It's an aggressiveness. It's a stance. That's the high pickup point. That's all of that, trying to control the game.
And more from Moses Moody after the game, talking about getting consistent minutes. We're talking about confidence being key with all these players right now. Well, there's nothing more confident. There is no one more confident right now than one Moses Moody, the way he is playing and finishing at the rim. And he's saying getting these consistent minutes, Joe Shasky, has been key to that.
For sure. It's a compilation of everything I've been working on over the years, over the time. Getting that consistent minutes makes you feel comfortable. You know where your shot's going to be. You know what to look for. Finding a little something on defense. So being able to pick up and do that consistently every night, that's definitely some of the most comfortable basketball I play.
12-1 with Butler.
12-1 when he plays.
10 in a row.
It's insane.
And Moody's playing the best ball of his life.
Again, I don't know what there's not to like about this team right
it's
now.
It's just incredible.
And we're finding ways to just, like, I don't know. I don't want Jonathan Kuminga to return to this team. I don't know. I was like, come on. But now we're finding ways to say something's going to get ruined. Like, no. If anything, you're adding Jonathan Kuminga to an already great team to make you even better.
This is
That's the mindset I like to have.
This is as good as a trade deadline acquisition. What other team is getting back someone who can give you what Kuminga can give you on both ends of the floor?
Right. Can't think of any.
I mean, obviously LeBron being out for 2 weeks.
Sure.
But that's different, right?
That is different.
Kuminga's been out for almost 2 months.
Yes. We've never seen. See, we already saw Luka and LeBron together. We haven't seen Jimmy and Kuminga on the floor together. And what I loved from hearing from Jimmy Butler, who's quickly, and dare I say, becoming one of the leaders of this team.
Absolutely, he is.
In such a short time, which is insane, because we all said, I know, he can't be the leader of your team. Everyone was saying that, just given what took place this last year in Miami. But what I love to hear from him, I know.
Whatever took place in Miami, it needs to be explored.
It's insane.
He sabotaged his value. I know you just said it flippantly, but I have to stop you. He just sabotaged his value unlike any other player I've ever seen. Randy Moss with the Raiders is like a close second.
Yeah.
Who else?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Right? He sabotaged his
stuff
pretty bad.
He's also an insane person, so... I just put that into Antonio's insane.
CTE ESPN, is that his thing, right? Yeah, God. He's on with Joe Rogan now, they're best friends. And you know, Joe Rogan's the end-all, be-all on everything.
Don't talk about that.
Throw Rogan. Aaron Rodgers waiting to see if he goes to Pittsburgh.
Throw Rogan?
Yeah, that's his name.
That's what you call him?
Throw Rogan. You guys
that's
like that?
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That's actually really good.
Talking about Jimmy Butler, though.
Could you imagine you sign Aaron Rodgers and he's like immediately on the McAfee show just airing all grievances?
Oh, my God.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
He doesn't whistle when he walks by the graveyard. Oh, I can't wait till they're a part of ESPN, too. That's going to be great. Kendrick Perkins and Charles Barkley on the panel together.
If you're the Miami Heat right now, like in the fan base, you've got to be going, what the hell? Jimmy Butler's 12-1. They've won 10 in a row.
Well, you've got
him. And we've got Andrew Wiggins.
You kind of had to expect a little bit of this, though, right? Like, not to this degree, but you thought, hey, Steph and Draymond, you didn't have two players that caliber on your team.
They're 3-7 in their last 10.
I mean, they've
lost 4 in a row.
Who's their best player? Tyler Hero?
And Bam?
Yeah, like, come on. Like, what did you expect? They're not like Jimmy Butler was a really good player that they lost. Like,
go back to the day they made the trade.
Yes.
How much hand-wringing was there here in Golden State over losing Andrew Wiggins?
I mean,
did we overrate Andrew Wiggins or did we underrate Jimmy Butler?
Who was doing the hand-wringing? Was it the fan base that were saying it?
Everyone. I think Steph had to be talked into it. I really do. Going back to it, I think that Kerr and staff and everybody. Like
the Bay Area is obsessed with the status quo with their sports teams for some reason. I don't know why. Why don't they shake things up?
What do you mean by that?
Well, the Bay Area is founded on you think of Berkeley, you think of Haight Street, you think of San Francisco.
Next level.
Next level. We're trying to shake things up, right? Yeah. The Bay Area, we're always trying to shake things up. when it comes to our sports teams, damn, are we conservative with like not wanting to ruin things.
Which is ironic.
Which is because I'm just saying there's the irony in that with the sports teams.
It is ironic because the 70s A's traded everyone.
Right? And they were fighting each other. The Raiders, right?
The 80s Niners traded everyone or released them before they were expired. Like that was the template for so long.
Yeah, and just for whatever reason, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Niners, we're seeing it now with the Niners that they're not afraid to shake things up. I think they were sticking on to some of those old guys for the last couple of years, Joe Shasky.
A couple years too long.
And now they're figuring it out. It's like, all right, we need to do a revamp here, a retool. Not quite a rebuild because he's still got Bosa, he's still got Warren, he's still got Kittle. By the way, we'll get into the 49ers.
They needed a facelift.
Yes, they did. Absolutely. And sometimes that costs a little bit. You got to take a little bit of an L there for a facelift. It costs a little chunk of change, and they're doing that right now. And we'll see if they could revamp during the draft and maybe out the fringes here of the, pick apart the pieces of what's remaining in the free agency. And we'll talk to Benjamin Albright at 8:30 about that, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Benjamin Albright covers the Broncos and also is a national reporter over at KOA in Denver, Colorado. So can't wait for that.
We definitely overrate our own here. It's kind of wild. The only fan base, and I know
did we overrate Andrew Wiggins? I don't know if we did. I think we kind of rated him where he was at. Like, I always like to say this. He was consistently inconsistent. That's kind of what he was.
Which means you're inconsistent.
That's the joke, right? He's consistently inconsistent, which is like an oxymoron. He's a confounding player that we like to just think of and long for the stretch that he had in the playoffs. When in reality, that was the high water mark, and he probably isn't going to touch that again, which is okay because he got a championship out of it. Like, it's okay. Sometimes players, and we were talking about this yesterday with Bosa and like Khalil Mack, players that, you know, they might not replicate that DPOY season ever again. Doesn't mean they're not like a solid player, but what they showed you in that stretch is probably not what they're going to be for the rest of their careers. And not to compare Andrew Wiggins to those kind of players because Bosa and Khalil Mack, they might be Hall of Famers. Andrew Wiggins is in the Hall of good, but not great. And he had a great stretch, which is okay. He's been a solid player to last year. He was not very good at all. Last year was his worst season ever as an NBA professional.
Well, and
there's a lot baked into that.
The off court stuff had an unfortunate ramification on the regular season for the rest of the team.
Yes. And that's okay.
And that's not his fault. No. It is what it is.
Yes. I think he needed a change of scenery. I think the Warriors needed a change of scenery. And I think it's hard to rip the bandit off. When everything was just so negative around the team, you're finding ways like, no, I don't, that's not going to do it. No, I don't. Like, it felt like we were finding ways to find that, like, nothing would work. We were almost, like, pigeonholing ourselves as a fan base if you're like, yeah, but what if this? Yeah, but what if that?
Oh, no, point of attack defense.
You got to shake something up somewhere. And they finally did. And credit to Mike Dunleavy. Greg in Canada was calling us earlier. Credit to Mike Dunleavy, man.
But we're also about lucky. Because luck is always a part of it,
right? Better
like
to be
you
lucky.
Got lucky, you found
better
Purdy.
To be lucky than good.
No, but lucky that they didn't make the trade for Lauri Markkanen. Lucky that they didn't get Paul George.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes things do work out that are out of your circumstance.
Right.
Because I don't think Paul George would have more impact than Jimmy Butler right now. And maybe I'm just up in the sauce now.
And I've been saying this. I don't think Kevin Durant would have the impact that Jimmy Butler's having
now. Well, I wanted KD, and maybe I was wrong.
I mean, look at the Phoenix Suns right now. They're 30-35. They are a free-falling Tom Petty. I think the Mavericks and their best player might be, I don't know, Klay Thompson? PJ Washington?
With Jimmy Butler in the lineup, they've won 10 in a row.
The Mavericks are going to be the 10th.
With Jimmy in the lineup, they've won 10 in a row.
Right.
I don't know if they would be with any other player that they would have swung a deal for at the deadline.
Like, that's crazy.
Which is a crazy sentence.
I mean, you weren't getting Luka Doncic.
No. Like, again, the ones that they were linked to.
Yes, correct. No, it's a good point. And what you're getting is the mentality, first and foremost, which, again, you're not getting that with Kevin Durant. And you're not getting that with Paul George.
No.
You're not getting that with Lauri Markkanen. You are not getting a mentality of a Jimmy Butler with any of those guys, which is why I think it's so unique that you have the mentality. And why, you know, it's funny because we were talking about the suspendables and Draymond Green and Jimmy in particular, because we all thought that it was just going to be combustible. It was too, you know, it was fire meeting fire and it's just going to burst into a hot flames. But maybe we could think about it like that, but in a good way, because it's reverberated around the locker room in such a way that I'm not seeing fights with Draymond. I'm not seeing fights with Jimmy. I'm not seeing any of that. It's everyone coming together for a common goal right now, which I think we're all sleeping on, rightfully so, because of how things went down and the player that Draymond had been the last 1.5 seasons and the suspensions and Jimmy being suspended and not really wanting to try when he was out there on the court trying to force his way off to Phoenix. You didn't know what you were getting there. Now you do. You know what you're getting with this Golden State Warriors team on a given night, which is crazy because they were so inconsistent.
I'm going to give you a real life comp for me regarding Jimmy Butler and Draymond.
Please.
They're so alike, right? And you would think that that would create explosion.
Yeah.
And I'm just, this is an odd analogy, but bear with me. I have really bad ADHD, especially in the morning. Like it goes off. Right after I work out, I'm fired up, I'm pumped.
9 o'clock hour.
I'm just, not even. I'm talking at 4:45 in the morning. My brain is just like doing cartwheels.
Okay.
Going crazy. I can't calm down. Then I go and I get my coffee and I go on my walk.
Can you get that as a drop, please? I can't calm down. Continue.
I go and get my coffee and I go on a walk. And for some reason, the coffee, which is a stimulant, balances me out. It's like all of this stimulation mixed with my brain stimulation, for whatever reason, brings me back down to a more normal setting.
Who's that guy on South Tweak?
Sounds
South
completely
Park?
Insane.
His parents own the coffee shop?
I know.
You're Tweak.
You're probably, there's a doctor out there that's saying, Joe, what you're saying is just metaphysically impossible. And I'm sure that it sounds absurd. There's something about me drinking loads and loads of coffee that actually calms me down and brings my anxiety and my ADHD to a level that I feel normal.
You know what?
Even though I know I'm not normal.
You know what sounds absurd right now?
So that's the Jimmy and the Draymond experience.
You know what sounds absurd right now? We do it after every Warriors game. And you know what? We don't care if it sounds absurd. 888-957-9570. We're going to start lining them up here. Do you believe that this team can win a championship, baby? It's the tale as old as time. And real quick, before we get to that open, here's what Om Young Masuk, and again, if you're just wondering, who's Om Young Masuk? It's a great name, first and foremost.
Yeah,
it's very fun to say.
Who?
Om Young Masuk covers the Golden State Warriors for ESPN. Had an exclusive with Jimmy Butler, and this is what Jimmy Butler had to say after the Knicks game in regards to this team's belief that they can make a deep run.
Sat down with Jimmy Butler in New York at the hotel.
Any coffee?
No, we did talk coffee, though. Oh. The day after they beat the Knicks, and he told me, we've turned the bleeping corner last night. The Warriors felt they found something in that game in the second half at Madison Square Garden. Defensively, but offensively, Jimmy says they have figured out how to play with them. And not just, you'll maybe appreciate this, my Miami dude, Sedano, he said, it's not just about isolating me. It's about utilizing me differently, utilizing me in many different ways. And what Steve Kerr had been preaching to the team was basically, pass the ball, move the ball, move the ball until we get to Jimmy inside. And then Jimmy can either facilitate, which he does a lot.
So he was insinuating that wasn't the case? They weren't utilizing him in different ways?
He just likes to say, you can use me more than just isolating me. And for whatever reason, I always feel like that's something that's about Miami.
Well, and in fairness, they don't have Stephen Curry on the Miami Heat. And that changes a big part of the gravity and the gravitational pull of one player that has. Like Tyler Hero's not having the same impact as Stephen Curry is.
But look, one of the things that this team was bombs away all year. And they had no floor balance. And now it feels like they've struck a balance in they're attacking the hoop, they're getting points in the paint, and they're still getting great looks from three.
But you heard that, Joe Shasky. They feel...
I agree with them.
They've turned a corner.
How can I argue otherwise? With Jimmy in the lineup, they've won 10 in a row.
888-957-9570. Start lining them up. It's going to be rapid fire. Do you believe that this team can win a championship this year? We're doing it after wins, after losses. It's the new segment. Do you believe, baby? Why does this sound like the... No. It sounds like Mario Kart, the beginning of like the Grand Prix. That's the vibe I get with this. We're going so nerdy with all our N64. All
right.
And
I need the announcer to you know, announce me so I can step in and walk up to the podium.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Joe Shasky.
Hey, what's up? Joe Shasky, San Francisco. What's up?
Big money, big
what's
money.
What's up? What's up, San Francisco?
Yay.
What's the question?
Joe Shasky, do you believe this Golden State Warriors team can win a championship?
Absolutely. Who doesn't think we can win a championship? The Lakers are hurt right now. OKC don't want to see us. I'll worry about the East when we get to the finals. But like, look around. Jokic, it's Jokic, And who else do you really fear?
I mean, the Thunder are still pretty good.
No, they're I'm talking about Jokic's team. Like, they're very thin. You know, they're very thin.
Let's see in the playoffs. He might turn into a different player.
I think
player.
I've got multiple people who could shut him down and turn his faucet off. So I'm going to let Jokic get his. Aaron Gordon doesn't worry me offensively. Now, defensively, he absolutely does. I think he does some things to offset the Jimmy Butler stuff. But I love the Warriors'
Christian
chances.
Brown?
Give me a break.
I'm trying here.
Sick pods on him.
Okay, relax there with that one. So you're trying to find ways not to think that
this team... Why can't this team win?
That's a great question.
Look at their record. They're playing great. They're playing amazing on both sides of the ball.
Why can't they win? I got to see it in a given series if your best players are going to be 35 or older. It hasn't been done before. 37 plus Steph Curry, who's going to be turning 37 here in 3 days on Pi Day.
Steph's a unicorn. We can't use history and other people's ages when we're talking about unicorns.
Well, we can if they're going to be playing the Denver Nuggets, Joe Shasky, and that's an altitude. That's a difficult matchup for the old bodies, man. That's difficult. Series are different. This isn't a one piece. All right, shout out Luffy. This isn't the one piece, man. This isn't the NFL. Series are hard. Nuggets takes a lot out of you. But if you play the Grizzlies, that's going to take something out of you. Then you get to the Thunder.
The Grizzlies?
They've won three in a row.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
They've won three in a row.
What if the Grizzlies, would lose in a heartbeat to the Warriors. Five-game series. It's not even
I'm not going there yet. I'm not going five-game series just yet.
Not even a doubt.
Take a step back. I'm not going that far yet. Rockets, maybe. Grizzlies, I got a little bit more respect because of Ja. I don't really have anyone on the Rockets that I fear to Ja's level over there when he is on, because I've seen Ja show out in a series against the Golden State Warriors, albeit different team, no Jimmy Butler. Carter.
In a series against Memphis, you have the two best players in the series.
Okay. Yeah, no, you do. I'm just saying, there's pounds of flesh in a series that take wear and tear after wear and tear after wear and tear. That's the question I still have for this team, and it's not going to be answered until April, May, June.
Memphis is not a serious team to me, but continue.
Sure. They're 1-3 in a row.
Do I believe Spadoni?
Do you believe? I mean, Chickering, come on down.
I'm the guy who put a bet on them the minute they traded for Jimmy Butler to win the championship.
You bet on everything. That doesn't mean
anything.
I bet
on them to win the championship the minute they traded for Jimmy Butler.
Moses Moody to be the most improved player of the year this year.
Well,
right?
you win some, you lose some.
Well, he has been the last month, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly. See, I was right. But the odds have moved just extremely. They were at plus 3,000 then. They're now at plus 900.
Oh, who else are
who's ahead of them?
Yeah, who's ahead of them?
It's Celtics, five teams.
Celtics, Thunder.
Cavs.
Lakers.
Nuggets, I would have said. Right? Okay. That's probably it.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. So we got Shasky that believes. Carter believes this team can win a title. Sam Lubman with those luscious locks. Come on down.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I'm so excited.
Like, who is this character you've become?
I am just... As long as the Warriors just don't face the Nuggets, I think they can do it. Like, that's what... No, I'm not going to play this character. No, it's just, if they beat the Nuggets next, this weekend or Monday, they play them on St. Patrick's Day. If they beat the Nuggets, then yeah, I'm feeling very good about this team against anybody in the West. At minimum, this is West Finals.
Wow, at minimum.
I agree.
West Finals, at minimum.
Your eyes don't lie to you. I don't care who the opponent is. I look at what they're doing on both ends of the floor. They've not played this level of defense for years. And the ball's hopping. They have three-level scorers. They've got multiple shooters. On any given night, Quinn Post could go for 15-plus, but Hield could go for 20-plus. Moody could go for 20-plus. Like, they have multiple wild cards.
Are we at the point where anything less is a disappointment?
I kind of am getting there.
That sounds ridiculous.
Especially after we beat the Nuggy Nugs.
Those are fans' expectations,
though. We're all going to feel that way.
Well, oh, if they beat the Nuggets next week.
And then play in a back-to-back.
You want to talk about insufferable.
And beat the Bucks.
Okay. Oh, you want to talk insufferable. We'll be the insufferable roast that morning.
What if they lose the Nuggets? Does that change anything?
Nothing.
Okay, so there you go.
Like, because
so
we might see
so
everyone.
Then we can't say that the game means something if you win it then.
It only means something when we win.
Okay, please. That's the delusional fan right there.
No, like, that's how we do it. It's called pivot, don't panic.
No, that's not.
It is the hallmark of the Shasky creation.
You shot your own argument in its foot. Like, what are we doing
just
here?
Just because you don't believe in these Warriors doesn't mean that we don't believe
just
in these
Just because
Warriors.
I don't believe in them winning a championship just yet doesn't mean I don't think they can make a deep playoff run. I got to see it to believe to win a title.
You're talking yourself into Ja and the Grizzlies being some formidable opponent.
I said a tough out. I didn't say I would be taking them in the series. You're getting a little sensitive here just because other teams in the West are good.
I'd put up a five. Us against the Grizz, 5.
Okay.
It's a gentleman's sweep.
You're going to put money on that?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I'll burrito bet that to death.
Absolutely. That's fine. I wouldn't do that just yet.
Probably and I like us in 6 against OKC.
Okay. What about the Nuggets?
That is going to be a tougher one. Probably 6.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
What about a tougher 6?
What about the Boston Celtics?
I don't worry about the Celtics.
Okay, there we go. All right, yeah.
Jason Tatum versus Kerr.
What did they do?
He'd be shaking in his knees.
What did they do against the Warriors this year? Did they blow him up like 50 twice? Or they lost once?
That's where's right. Jimmy? Where Jimmy wasn't there.
Oh, Jimmy. Yeah.
We beat them in Boston.
We beat them at the start of the season.
They didn't have Jalen Brown
or Chris Dops.
But don't forget, Jalen Brown can't dribble. So against the Warriors, he becomes kryptonite.
Wait, wasn't Jalen Brown like the best player against the Warriors?
He couldn't go left.
Well, he was the MVP last year. So I'm just saying, I'm not giving the Warriors. That's mine. That's my take. You guys are all in on winning a title. I'm not there, Jason.
I said West Finals.
West Finals for Sam. Okay. He said it'd be a disappointment, anything less.
Beginning this season on, man, if we could just make the box.
Yeah.
Can we just make the box?
Which is an improvement. We should just be happy where we're at right now and just ride the wave, baby. Just ride the wave.
It's never good enough. When you have Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and they're at the ages that they're at, you are looking at two primetime killers. And I shouldn't say that. Two primetime superstars. Yeah, it's okay to put your sights on the championship.
888-957-9570. After every win or loss, do you believe this team can win a championship? That's what we're doing. Because you know what? It's sports talk radio at its finest. And we lean into sports talk radio bits. You know why? Because we're not afraid to do that, Joe Shasky. Because at the peak of sports talk radio, barstool talk, whatever, barbershop.
Who's healthier than the Warriors right now?
Well, I got to see what Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kaminga, can they come back? I mean, God, Jonathan's been out for a couple months.
All the other big-time teams, for the most part, are nursing some kind of injuries right now.
They're healthy now. Let's see. I want to see what their health is heading into the playoffs. That's what matters to me.
Sure.
Are you playing at your best, and are you your healthiest when it matters most right now? Again, I tongue-in-cheek here. Are you peaking too early? I don't think so. You got to keep winning. You have to keep winning. They're 37-28 right now. They're 21-19 in the conference, though, Joe Shasky.
Yeah, but a lot of that stuff that happened before Jimmy got here, it's hard for me to take any of those numbers serious. Since the acquisition, it's them, it's Cleveland, it's Minnesota.
Yep.
Hottest teams in basketball.
God, the Cavs have won 14 in a row, by the way.
Right?
14 in a row.
I think the Celtics are also on a pretty big winning streak right now.
They've won 5 in a row.
5, okay. Sure. Yeah.
Which is, again, insane. 14 in a row for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but the Dubs are right there as one of the hottest teams in the league.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.